Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, I gotta tell you, it's so much fun. By the way, the Paw Patrol movie, my kids loved it.
It's been doing great.
Yeah, I will admit, I was a total old man. They got started watching the movie, and but I didn't care because it was, you know, the kids loved it. And what a raucous house it was that day, because we saw it on Friday night.
Yeah, we've been really busy all week with it so far, which is great. Tonight's the last night, so.
Well, we've had this summer, we've had some really interesting selections and good movies. I was amazed you had The Blind in there about the story of the Robertsons.
Yes.
And I thought that was what a unique story to tell. So
yeah, we had a lot of requests for it. And overall, I think that it did pretty well. It was a new production company to work with for us. So now, since we set up to show that, it's now kind of opened up some more of these Fathom events that they have. So I think that that gives us more opportunity. You know, with the strike just ending, our movie flow is definitely going to lag probably in January, February, as some of those dates get shifted. But
you brought up a good point. It was asked. People suggested it. You know, that's the one advantage, I think, that we have as an independent kind of community-driven owned movie theater. Yeah, you may not get some of the mega super ones right away, like, you know, the AMCs and the Werenbergs and all that. But we still managed to get some good titles that have come through at times that, you know, you're like, oh, we didn't have to wait that long for it.
Yeah, usually our wait time is like 2 to 3 weeks. I get a lot of people that will send me Facebook messages, or they'll text me personally and ask me if I think we're getting this and this. And I'll watch the trailers, and if it seems like a good fit, our booking company is great to work with. So he can help get us a lot of the titles. I know that we're going to be having Trolls coming in November, and we're getting that on opening night.
Have you seen the preview for this?
I have. I think it looks fantastic.
It does. It does. And tomorrow, it's The Creator, right?
No, tomorrow is...
Oh, tomorrow is The Dutch. We were just here to talk about it. It's the 30th anniversary edition of the Nightmare Before Christmas. Do you remember when it came out?
I do remember when it came out.
And it was unlike anything we'd ever seen in terms, because it was like, is it a Christmas movie? If it's a Halloween movie? Tim Burton is weird enough as it is, and I loved it.
Yeah, I think it's great too.
We have Jack Skellington in our house, and his love. They exist in the kids' bedroom year round.
Yeah, yep. You know, my youngest daughter, I mean, now she's 24, is a huge Halloween fan, so her room has Nightmare Before Christmas, then she can keep it out for like 6 months, I think. So,
well,
it's great.
It's a fun movie, and you're kind of celebrating it the way it should be celebrated on Saturday. Tell us about what the event is going to entail.
So this coming Saturday, we are going to have a Halloween event before the movie. The doors will open probably between 12:30 and 1 o'clock. We're going to have some games set up. We're going to have some costume contests going on. Everybody will enter their name, and then we're just going to randomly pick some prizes out for the winners. I think that we're going to have like 4 little game stations. There's going to be candy. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about it.
And then, of course, the airing of the playing of the film. Do they do it in digital in the older films, or do you have to get the cans, the reels, and pull out the projector?
We'll get it all digital. I actually got it all uploaded last night, and it's ready to go. So,
well, we look forward to a great party. I want, but while you're here, you know, we talk about community driven and great opportunities, and we just talked about Jackie Connie coming on the 2nd of December as well. It's because the community is involved, and how they get involved is by being a friend of the Castle Theater.
Yep.
I was amazed that it's only $25.
Yep, it is. And that money goes to the Friends of the Castle, which is, we have the Castle Board, and then we have the Friends of the Castle Board. So they do their annual fundraiser every year, $25. And then that money is kind of set aside for when something big goes wrong or we need a big expense. Like if our screen would rip, that's $90,000. Or if our projector would go out, that's $110,000. So that those friends help support. So if something does go wrong or when something needs to be replaced, that we have the funds to do it so that we can keep being here for the community.
And at the same time, it affords us the opportunity to have ticket prices that are reasonable,
yeah,
and a concession stand that's reasonable. We kick ourselves because when we were at Paw Patrol, mm-hmm, Eleanor has a card good for a kid's box.
Oh, yeah.
And we keep forgetting to bring it in.
Yeah.
So we got to remember that.
Our reading program with the schools, which is great. That's been such a success. I love working with the schools on that.
Is it your job, when you boil it down, fun? You get to bring in entertainment that we all want to see.
Yep.
You get to see people excited to see the,
yeah,
movie. As they come out, they're excited. I mean, you have a good job.
I do have a good job. I have a really great job. Like, the kids' movies are so fun because they'll come in and they're like dancing. They'll beat their parents to the door because they're, mm-hmm, just running to get in, and it's fun
know
to
that
see.
From experience.
So. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, we look forward to it. Again, the event starts at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
On Saturday, the showing of the film will be at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
At the Castle Theater. And then all this coming week, you can relive a childhood favorite.
That's right.
In the nightmare. It's hard to imagine that. It's 30 years.
I know.
So,
I can't believe it. Yeah, makes you feel old, right?
Yeah. Don't even start. More information about the showing, about the party, about reserving the room for maybe your gathering, go to their website, castletheatermanchester.org. Christy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
A part of our guest of the day right here on Mix 94.7.